From an estimated 300 feet above Horseshoe Falls, Erindira Walenda performed numerous stunts, including hanging by her teeth. She also dangled from the ring on which she was riding by her feet at one point. When it was over, she said it felt as if it ended too quickly.
It was way more windy than I expected. So when I, after I was John and I landed, I turned to my husband and I was like, you know what, I respect you so much more, because he actually walked in the middle of that with the mist and all that wind.
Below her at Terrapin Point, hundreds looked on in astonishment, including Sally and Sean Sexton. The Virginia couple enjoyed an unexpected treat during their visit to the falls.
Well, the thrill, just the thrill of actually seeing her, knowing she was that high up with the helicopter, all the wind from that, and then holding by her teeth, I can't describe it. It was great.
It is. It's just, like Sally said, it's an amazing feel to see it in person rather than on TV, you know. We didn't schedule to be here for this. We just happened to be here for it.
Yeah.
Mrs. Walenda's stunt marks the fifth anniversary of her husband Nick Walenda's highly publicized high wire walk over the falls. He says the family remains interested in opening a permanent center in the Cataract City.
That's the dream. That's the goal, is that this is, that we can spend summers here, that there'll be a permanent facility. In a family entertainment center where people can try to do outrageous things like we do in a safe setting, something extremely unique to anywhere around the world.
But the couple left town not long after completing her feat Thursday for a family matter. They were heading to Paris Island, South Carolina, because on Friday morning, their son will graduate boot camp and become a U.S. Marine. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.